Straker Bar Group condemns racism, vows action. Following the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota, the D. Augustus Straker Bar Association has issued a statement condemning racism and bigotry and has vowed to continue to strive for equality in the courts and to... The association, popularly known as Straker, draws its members from a racially diverse coalition of lawyers and other legal professionals in the counties in the Metro Detroit area. The bar is named for David Augustus Straker, the first African American to appear before them. In the statement, provided by Southfield lawyer Kimberly Ann Ward, association president, Straker reaffirms its commitment to stand against institutionalized racism and abject racial bigotry in this country. An affiliate of the National Bar Association, Straker will work with that group's Police Misconduct and Justice Task Force and supports the effort to investigate police misconduct cases, support victims, lawyers, communities, and our coalition partners, and develop recommendations. The statement says, our organization not only strives for greater representation of African Americans in the legal profession, we are also dedicated to our community. At the heart of our pledge for justice, we are devoted to obliterating violence perpetrated against Black people. The increased violence against African Americans by law enforcement and others throughout the United States, including the recent violent attacks in Minnesota, Georgia, Kentucky, New York, Missouri, Florida, Wisconsin, and our own state of Michigan, must end. We are called to do more than just strive for equality in the courts. We must collectively renew our commitment to the preservation of basic human rights for all, the statement declares. Straker quotes Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, the first African American. We must dissent from the indifference. We must dissent from the apathy. We must dissent from the fear, the hatred, and the mistrust. We must dissent from a nation that has buried its head in the sand, waiting in vain for the needs of its poor, its elderly, and its sick to disappear and just blow away. We must dissent from the poverty of vision and the absence of moral leadership. We must dissent because America can do better, because America has no choice but to do better. The group states, we stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who are resisting racial injustice and peacefully protesting the abuse of power that is decimating Black communities throughout the nation. We denounce all violence towards communities of color and we call on our membership to mobilize at this critical time in our country's history. Collectively, we cannot and will not sit idly by while our people are senselessly killed in the streets. We must act now to protect our civil rights and the bounds of human decency. Our country and the freedom it promises each of us depends on it. Straker commends Detroit Police Chief James Craig for his vocal criticism of police brutality and systemic racism. The statement adds, we demand that our law enforcement commits to protecting and serving all citizens and holding those who do not accountable. The statement ends with a commendation to Judge Damon J. Keith, the trailblazing African-American jurist who served on the federal bench in Detroit and on the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Keith, the group said, taught us that democracy dies in the dark. The statement concludes, together, let us be the light that exposes injustice, reveals truth, and restores the equality promised to all of us. If you would like to comment on this story, email Paul Fletcher at fletcher@mi.lawyersweekly.com.